Phil. Sorry to start off this way, right from the start here on America Tonight, but it's free-flowing, baby. If you click on any of those live links, you'll see it. This time it's not being impeded by any sort of a cap, but that's because they're working on replacing the cap. I have a new nickname for British Petroleum, Big Punks. You might disagree. I've actually gotten to a few scrapes with people over British Petroleum. You can't just blame British Petroleum. Well, I can blame British Petroleum because they're the blokes who came up with the shoddy design or accepted the shoddy design and jumped on board with this and were making a ton of money out of the Gulf of Mexico. And we all know what happened with the Deepwater Horizon and the sinking, the explosion, the 11 dead, all of that. Now, you want to talk about oil in general and you want to talk about the idea of banning deep water drilling and killing effectively all those jobs in the Gulf of Mexico on the 33 other platforms that are out there. I call BS on that because I don't think that should happen. Because of what happened with British Petroleum, which was horrible, horrendous, and the worst oil spill ever, and they should get pounded for it, has nothing to do with the other guys that are out there who have gone through various safety inspections, and shame on the government if, one, they didn't do the inspections right. If Mineral Management had been on their game and the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar had been on top of his, just maybe there is a little bit of a chance this might not have happened. What a way to start. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight. And boy, we are going to navigate through some interesting waters during this 60 minutes of the show, including sports shorts, because maybe you did take a break from all the nonsense and the insanity of everything that's happening around us to kick back for a few hours and watch the World Cup. Do you know at this point who won? Was it the Netherlands or Spain? Also, I'm not a big Yankee fan, but I did cover the Yankees at one point in my career and had enormous respect for the guy who did the public address system at the stadium. He just had these dulcet tones and was such a baseball man and had seen all the greats and all the legends. He was like a walking history book on baseball in general, but certainly on the Yankees. Bob Shepard passes away at the age of 99. So we'll talk about the voice of Yankee Stadium during sports shorts as well. And how about Lance Armstrong and the Tour de France? How's it going for him? Any chance that he'll end up winning an eighth tour? Maybe you're paying attention to that. But right at the top, let's get serious here and let me unload, vent, if you will, and give you a chance to vent at some of the things that are ridiculous that are flying around us and certainly will be part of the water cooler buzz throughout the week. And boy, that includes, it includes BP and the fact that now at this point they're talking about the another containment cap. This is like the fifth try on something different. We know about Top Kill and all the other things that didn't work before that, but this one, I guess, has a really good chance of succeeding, although British Petroleum is playing the cards, as they have during this whole thing, pretty close to the vest. Say the White House and one of the White House spokespeople, because that's really what he is, the right-hand man of the president, in other words, David Axelrod, had this to say about BP and the possible success of what's going on now with this latest attempt.
We have confidence that this is the right decision because once this cap is on, we believe it'll allow the capacity to collect all the oil that's leaking, and it'll make it easier to kill the well.
I hope so. In the meantime, to really kill that well, the two relief wells that are being drilled right now, they're being worked on, they should be finished by August, mid-August to late August. And once that happens, that would truly, I think, shut things down. But you have to remember, all this oil has been spilling since April 20th. So BP is just saying they're happy with the new effort, but they're not promising anything at this point because they, of course, they can't be sure. I don't really blame them for that after the PR blunders in the beginning. I'm no fan of what's happened and how it's been handled, but I wouldn't go out on any kind of a limb and say, this is it, this is the answer. So they trotted out. There's always somebody new. They must have 100 senior VPs. They trotted out one of the senior VPs who just said, we're pleased with our progress. And that's it. We're hoping that it's going to take us 6 days and then we'll run some tests and we'll see what happens. Because the key thing is, if we're just looking at this from the point of view of shut this sucker down, it's all about that pressure of the oil that's pushing up from the bottom of the seafloor. And we always come back to the same question of, you know, we want somebody's head. We want somebody's head on a platter for this. Talk to the guys who lost their living, who shrimp, who are out there looking for oysters, who have boats that they run, who have little crews that they run, people who really depend on this. I mean, this is their livelihood. This is what they live on. And the charter boat captains that are getting just brutalized by all of it. And they have a much different point of view on big punks than I think the rest of us. So we'll see. We'll see if it gets capped off, and then it becomes a question of the cleanup and will the new cap help in the containing the leak and all of that. But we won't know until the tail end of the week, probably. Best case scenario, we would know by Thursday if it looks like it's capped off and then they're going to do the tests and all that sort of stuff. So let's hold our breaths, I guess. All right, I'm not holding my breath on this one. In fact, I'm not holding back on this one. I've said this probably 5 months ago. Man, Eric Holder, this guy needs to go. If I were the president, and of course I'm not, I would distance myself from a few people, and one of them would be Eric Holder. I think he's done nothing but bungle the job, a very important job, as the AG. The latest thing that Holder is debating, or has been debating, is what to do with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the supposed mastermind of 9/11. And the fact that, oh, if he is before a military commission and he pleads guilty, he won't face the death penalty. What are you talking about? That's what he's saying. He said if he were to plead guilty before it, would he really face the death penalty? There's a big question about that. Remember, we already gone through this whole thing about being tried in a civilian court in New York City. There's just too much controversy, so we've abandoned that idea. Plus the cost, and oh yeah, we forgot, Congress, they've got to pony up the money to move the Guantanamo detainees to a new location, whether it's New York or Thompson, Illinois, at an underused state prison that would have to be revamped, by the way, to hold them. And now there's this whole need for congressional approval and money for the project, and that's what's standing in the way of bringing the prisoners into the United States, which I think would be an abomination. Do we really need the prisoners on our shores? Do we really? After all the money that was spent on Guantanamo, talking about this military commission, I'm going to say no. $14 trillion in debt? How much further can we go? How much money can we throw away and just keep burning? I don't understand some of the decisions by this attorney general. And he seems to flip-flop on them, too. So I would have ditched this guy a long time ago. That's just the latest. There are other things, too, in dealing with that lawsuit with Arizona. Coming back on the flip side, what does the White House have to say about the economy and where we're headed? We're going to talk about it next.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible, and so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Dust coming up here in a few minutes on America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney. We're going to talk about all-time tractor trailer spills. And some interesting things have made their way onto our highways. Perhaps you have been behind a tractor trailer that spilled something awful, or maybe you were delayed because down the highway that you were on a couple of miles, somebody spilled something. And whether it's bees and beehives or whether it's lemons. I remember we were talking about in California all the lemons that spilled all over the highway. We made lots of jokes about lemonade. We've got another big spill for you that would make a beer drinker cringe. I'll just tell you that. And it happened in Alabama. We'll talk about that in a second. But before we do that, jobs, 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 jobs. Raise your hand. Because I have special infrared glasses where I can see hands across America. If you are looking for a job, really, really have tried and cannot find one. Well, there are a lot of people in that situation. I know I've talked about this before. Thank goodness, of the three friends that I had unemployed, one finally got a job, a great job, and she looked really hard, and a series of things worked for her, and finally she got this excellent job, and she's a great worker. She deserves it. And that ended well. But then I know two other people. One's a guy and he's in construction and one's a woman and she's in administrative work and they really have looked and they cannot find anything. So what about the whole stimulus program? You know, there's this creating jobs is the whole deal of the Obama administration. It's talking about the stimulus and stimulating the economy. So there's this thing called the Recovery Act Initiative, and what the Recovery Act Initiative is supposed to do is it's supposed to put more than 200,000 unemployed people back to work in 32 states and the District of Columbia. And it's a temporary assistance for needy families emergency fund also. And what they do is they subsidize jobs with private companies, nonprofits, and government agencies. But the $5 billion it gets runs out on September 30th, even though employers and people from the state officials that are in charge of the money say there's lots more of a demand out there. So it'd be a shame to see it go away. I mean, this is a program that's putting people to work. So Congress is considering a year-long extension that would add $2.5 billion. But the proposal is bogged down in the politics of all the whole thing. And why? Because of our crazy deficit. The deficit is just out of control. So at some point, you have to stop. You have to cut it off. You cannot keep spending. The Obama administration's $787 billion stimulus program, of course, is a popular target for the Republicans because the jobs were there on the short term for some people, but a lot of those jobs didn't even kick in. And they were further down the line the way they were laid out. A huge, huge problem. So that may be a more effective option. The program that I think Republicans and Democrats are kind of embracing, that during the recession, you've got businesses that can hire workers, and that helps local communities and all that other stuff, but it still comes back down to the dollar amount. So where are we when it comes to the economy? Well, we just open our wallets and we look inside and we can see, right, and see what flies out. David Axelrod, who was on one of the Sunday programs, part of the Sunday Swirl, you heard him at the top talking about the BP cap and how they were encouraged by what could happen this week, also sounded off on the economy, even pointing to a previous administration's problem. Take a listen.
It turned a $237 billion surplus that Bill Clinton left into a $1.3 right. trillion deficit, and they're running on the same policies. So people have to decide, do they want to go forward or do they want to go back? There is some short-term backstep here in order to get a much more secure situation.
So he's confident it will work?
Well, we have every reason to believe that this will work.
All right. Every reason to believe that this will work. Just unfortunately, David Axelrod, we have heard those words before. I feel like I'm almost a negative Nancy when I jump on these airwaves because I look at everything and I look across and read various op-ed columns, and we've talked to economists on this show, and I'll tell you that we see some bad things coming down the road, this double dip recession. And then one day you get this rosy picture, and then the next day it's nothing but doom and gloom, and you look at all the cutting that has to take place, and you look at the jobs hanging in the balance, and also health care, and when that kicks in, what's that going to do to jobs, what does that do to small businesses? And in all the research I've ever done about businesses in this country, you have to remember that the majority of businesses are small businesses. We're talking like 88% are considered small businesses, meaning companies with 500 people or less. And the taxation that's on the books and things that are about to come the way of some of those small businesses, look out. I think more jobs are going to be in trouble. So we'll see. Failed policies, previous policies, and moving forward, you got to push the do-re-mi downhill. I always say this, follow the money. I don't know that I'd want to be following this truck. I talked about this, and I think all of you can relate to this. Whenever there's a crazy spill, people are talking about it's water cooler buzz. Well, 45,000 pounds of Bud Light bottles, a truck driver wrecked on a curve in Alabama, where it's known for a lot of tractor-trailer accidents, Highway 35 in DeKalb County. He was there on Thursday afternoon, and he was hauling, this truck driver was hauling 45,000 pounds of what I just mentioned, Bud Light bottles. He turned over, slid into a concrete wall, pinned the driver inside, and the driver was okay. But it sent hundreds of beer cases all over the road and in neighboring yards, because there's yards that are bordering Highway 35. So the driver gets out, he's fine, they get him out, they extract him, but then there's all these Bud bottles that are on the road and in yards. They call the spot where he wrecked Joe's Truck Stop, and it's where drivers stop and they buy food and fuel, and then there's this concrete wall that was built in the 70s because somebody who lived right by 35 was tired of trucks missing the curve and wrecking in his yard. So he put up that wall. And it's the craziest thing. Some or most of the beer bottles are smashed, but not all of them. So I started to think about this. Can you imagine, like, some of the people that have a house there? Hey, come on over. Barbecue's on. We got some Bud Light. Don't bring over the brew. We don't need it. We got tons of it. And they just go through and see what bottles survived, if any, and just use those, freeze them, and use those for your posse in the backyard. Did you see, and this is radio, but Matt, I sent you to go looking for that. Did you see pictures of the Bud Light bottles spilled all over?
Yeah, I did end up finding it, and it's
crazy.
It's crazy because it's a bunch of 12-packs. So it's just millions of...
And I think some of them are whole, so
yeah,
not all of them
some of them
crash.
Are still definitely drinkable. You gotta be sure that you know what you're drinking, though. You don't want glass coming down your throat, but there's definitely some that can be saved
salvaged.
And salvaged, and you can throw yourself a little party.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a crazy thing, though, to live by a curve in a highway where you know... I mean, you just don't know what could possibly end up in your yard or what truck could end up in your yard. I don't really blame the guy for building the concrete wall because, you know, who knows that one of those trucks...
You don't want to come crashing through your house.
No, that's what I mean. It could end up crashing through your house, exactly. So you can't blame him for doing that. But that's one of the oddest things. You know, we've talked about the lemons I mentioned, the beehives have happened. One time I was behind a truck, but I was further down the road. I wasn't right behind the tractor trailer, but it was one of those tractor trailers that had some cattle in it, and it was in Texas, and was when I first had even come to Texas, and the cattle escaped from the back of the sort of tractor trailer, and was just in the middle of highway traffic. It was the strangest thing. It would be funny when you saw the cattle from a distance, but not so funny for the people where the cattle were actually hitting the car, because then you've got a thing called damage, and trying to round them up, oh, that was something. I guarantee some of you across the nation have some really good stories on that. I'd hate to be the truck driver, though. You call in, boss, I got some scratches. Good news is I'm okay. Yeah, the truck's kind of wrecked, and you know all that bud we were hauling? It's all over the yards in Alabama. Yeah, that'd be a tough one, huh? Hang with us, more to come here on ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Shoot here on America Tonight. You know what that means? That there's so much going on. We want to really sound off on a bunch of stuff. So let's start with Netanyahu. Big Ben. Big Ben says that Obama has to keep military pressure on Iran. Amen. The Israeli Prime Minister believes that Obama has to keep the threat of military action against Iran's nuclear program. Whoa. Now, I never heard Obama say anything about military action. I did hear Senator Joe Lieberman drop the bomb by saying that if we had to use military pressure, we would. That was when he was on a little trip with Senator John McCain and his pal, Senator Lindsey Graham. And I was stunned to hear that because I had never heard that suggested before. You know, there's always things about, well, but there has to be tough sanctions leveled, all that, but nothing about the military. So Netanyahu says, and this is a quote, the president's position that all options are on the table might have the only real effect on Iran if they think it's true. He added that Iran or, and this is a quote, other radicals like the Taliban couldn't be relied upon as negotiating partners, you think? And I love the stress that all options are on the table, because I guarantee I have never heard Obama say anything about the military. And what do you think it is that Ahmadinejad needs to make him believe that there is the possibility of that? I think Ahmadinejad thinks nothing will happen and he can say and do what he wants, because all the threats of sanctions from the Bush administration on forward, that's what they've been, just threats. And then there has been some sanctions, but nothing that really crippled Iran. So I don't think Ahmadinejad is really that concerned. He knows that that he feels, I think, that he's stepping into any territory he wants to, whether he wants to say the Holocaust didn't exist and sound off on Israel, or he wants to laugh at the U.S. and kick more sand in our face, or anybody else in the West. He does what he wants, and he's not, I don't believe he's really that concerned about the U.S., honestly. All right, also this in scatter shooting. Half of Americans rejected the president's lawsuit against Arizona. Are you surprised? Of course you're not. The controversial immigration law that kicks in at the end of July unless a judge throws down an injunction and stops it. Only a third support the move. Gallup did a poll. Oh, we love polls. Nearly 8 in 10 Republicans, that would be 79%, opposed the lawsuit. 56% of Democrats were in favor of the decision. Overall, this is the key number, 50% of Americans say they were against the move compared to 33% in favor. Arizona, the legal fund to fight this lawsuit, it had the website just going berserk. Over 7,000 plus people since last week threw in some money to help Arizona. I mean, we're talking about retirees, people across America that might not have a lot of do-re-mi, pledging $15, $20, up to $100. And now it's like half a million. It's up to just actually over half a million. If you go to americatonight.net and you click on the blog, I wrote about it and checking some of the numbers, and the Associated Press had some of the numbers too, and that's incredible because it says that people are really trying to help Arizona, or on board with it. Not everybody is suggesting to boycott Arizona. If you have people chipping in to help another state in the fight against the government where they're trying to take down their law, their immigration law, and then saying, by the way, there might be a second lawsuit in 6 months to a year because they're going to challenge it if they see there's any racial profiling. So I don't think the law even kicks in, because I believe an injunction will happen. Then it's a question of what a judge rules. All right, let's go in a different direction. Did you go to the movies? Do you like to chill and escape? What's your escape method? You have to have an escape method. The blood that was shed on the battlefields here in the U.S. and elsewhere was so we could enjoy the freedoms in the U.S. So I hope that you're not completely buried in a bunker and thinking that the world is going to end tomorrow. I mean, I'm with you about all the things that are happening, whether it's we got to stick up for the Second Amendment and the right to have your guns, or whether we're talking about the ridiculous situation with immigration and our loosey-goosey borders and how horrible it is that our government is going after Arizona. Absolutely. I got a laundry list. It's as long as both of my hands and then some. But you have to have a method to unwind. Otherwise, we're wrapped so tight that you're ready to snap at anything. So maybe you go, just maybe, once in a while you go to the movies. Perhaps you went to see Despicable Me, Steve Carell, who is on a show called The Office, if you know that, or you know some of his comedic work. He did The 40-Year-Old Virgin and some other movies. This is a 3D deal where kids like it, but some of the adult jokes kind of go over their head. But apparently enough people liked it to go out or were curious about it. They went to go see it. So it earned $60 million at the box office over the weekend. Wow, that's crazy. So you had animated films are huge in the summer. You had Toy Story 3, Shrek Forever, and now Despicable Me, and they're all earning respectable money at the box office. The big teen flick, if you have teenagers, the third vampire slash werewolf movie, the Twilight movies, they've raked in $237 million so far for that movie. And then you have movies like the A-Team remake movies. The A-Team, $74 million. It's in its fifth week. The Karate Kid was a remake, and actually that's gotten $164 million in the fifth week. That's not bad. And Tom Cruise, he's just lost it at the box office. Night and Day is the movie that he's in with Cameron Diaz, and that is up to 61.9. Then there's The Last Airbender, and that's another animated. I don't know. Maybe it's not animated. I think it's animated. It is animated. It's M. Night Shyamalan. And that movie is up to $100 million in its second week. I told you we're mashing it all up. But that might be the way you chill. Or perhaps you go and drive a bunch of golf balls. I'm not sure. But when you have to pay $10 for a movie on average, $9, $10, probably you're pretty picky about when you actually go and see a movie. I like movies, but a lot of times I'll, because that's a good escape method for me, but I'll do the Redbox thing, if you know what that is. It's like $1 for the movie. It's crazy. Or Netflix or something and just watch it that way. All right, back to more important things that make us crazy when we're not chilling at the movies. I was talking about the Arizona efforts and all that other sort of stuff, and now it's a free-for-all. It's everybody's got an opinion on it, and it's not going away, and now the government with the challenge to Arizona, it just opens up another direction for what are we doing. And apparently the White House is letting it be known we really want bipartisan cooperation, and we really believe that we can have reform on illegal immigration. To that, I just laugh because I do not see that. Certainly not in, I certainly don't see that happening this year. With 6 months left, no way, no how. Do not see it. The situation in Afghanistan is interesting over the weekend, trying to put a timeline on this. One of the generals came out and said, well, you can expect that probably we're looking at maybe another decade here, another decade. So you piece this all together, you're talking about 19 years in Afghanistan, another decade on top of what's already going on. And the whole name of the game is to train the Afghanistan police and the military and get the government on its feet, similar to what happened in Iraq. So Los Angeles now is teaching Marines how to train Afghanistan police. I'm not surprised by this because there are a lot of things happening that we're not aware of as far as the training methods are concerned, and this is one of them. There's about 70 Camp Pendleton Marines in a training exercise where what they're doing is trying to adapt investigative techniques that the LAPD uses against violent street gangs to take on the Taliban as more of the drug trafficking mob thing. Compare that to the insurgency. That pretty much you do whatever you can to protect yourself and protect them and all that other sort of stuff, and how you watch people's body language and build rapport and be aware of your surroundings. So that's all the stuff that the Marines are learning, and they're trying to get them to work like cops on a beat because they think they can track the Taliban and also build the relationships with the Afghanistan people who are pretty leery of all the troops that are there, and make them better teachers as they try to do what is necessary to get this police force that has so much corruption running through it to understand what they need to do in Afghanistan. Wow. I mean, they're even doing things like they're watching the videotape beating of Rodney King, and then they're doing other things. They're showing other high-profile cases and teaching the troops how they could use this to help themselves. They dress in jeans and T-shirts, and they do a week-long exercise with the cops. They go to drug busts, and they watch them arresting prostitutes, and they even follow murder cases and that kind of stuff. Wow. Interesting. I wonder if that will correlate when they go into Afghanistan. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load. We're talking next some sports shorts on America Tonight.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Sports shorts. We're going to squeeze in some of the lighter fare, including, you might have watched the World Cup. Hey, the World Cup went for a month. The Team USA got everybody really excited. I thought it was great to see how far the U.S. went. I was sad when everything fell apart for the U.S., but you had a final of two first-timers, the Netherlands, as far as winning the cup, the Netherlands and Spain, and what happened in the end? Here's what it sounded like.
Pedro! He's in the post! Villa! As good as time is David Villa for Spain yet again!
Yes, indeed. Could you hear the excitement? Absolutely. It's crazy. Viva la España. And it was 1-0 in the end in Johannesburg, South Africa at the Soccer City Stadium there. They went pretty crazy. It's the first win for Spain. You could see the exhaustion, I think, on everybody's face. They beat the Netherlands. So they go one better than the European title that they won back in 2008. And nobody could find the net. It's funny because both of these teams were known for scoring. And finally, they did find the net. Andres Iniesta is the one who found the ball and was able to actually score in the extra time win. But that was big for Spain. They won their last four games by a score of 1-0. That's a pretty tight margin, you'd have to say. The World Cup had a record 31 one-goal decisions out of 64 matches. Do you believe that? Matt, you were paying a lot of attention to the World Cup. I mean, it's pretty exciting for Spain, but another low-scoring finish.
Yeah, it was, and it went into extra time, and it was about, I think they scored in like the 118th minute.
Oh.
So they were about 2 minutes away from that ending in penalty kicks, which happened, when was that? Is it 06, maybe? I can't remember.
I think it was 06.
It was 06. 06 or 02, I can't remember.
But I remember what you're talking about, yes. Yeah. It came in the 116th minute, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of drama, a lot of scoring, and lots of red and yellow cards, too.
Yeah. I think overall, probably the World Cup got a lot of attention. I think it was a good World Cup from the point of view of people watching it and the interest in it and some of the crazy little side features to it. Now in 4 years, it's Brazil. That's going to be the host city. Boy, that'd be a fun place to go and watch World Cup soccer. Be a good way to escape all the outrage that we feel day in and day out. All of us getting so upset by politics and the lack of action. All right, there was no action, certainly, at World Cup, because they were exhausted at the end of it. Or when it comes to the Tour de France, for America's fates and fortunes, people want to know what Lance Armstrong's doing, because this is it for him. I can't imagine he's going to come back after this. But unfortunately for Lance, it looks like his hopes of possibly even getting on the podium are dashed at this point. Here's what he said about a crash today.
Slipped the pedal and front tire rolled off, and then the next thing I know, I was rolling on the ground at 60, 65 an hour, and just hard to come back, hard on the body, and then we didn't make it back until the start of the Ramaz, and I was pegged.
Yeah, so that was it for him. It was stage 8. The stage was won by 25-year-old Andy Schleck from Luxembourg. Armstrong finished about 12 minutes back, so he's in 61st place. It would take a miracle for him to get up on the podium now at this point. The world champ, a guy named Cadel Evans of Australia, took the yellow jersey. He finished 10 seconds behind Schleck, but ahead of the overall leader. Armstrong just said he knew it. He's 39 overall. He said, my tour's finished. When it rains, it pours. Today wasn't my day. He was banged up. He's going to hang in there and enjoy the last 2 weeks. The race finishes July 25th in Paris, but it was he got caught in 3 crashes. One just brought him down, and he could barely get up. And you have 2 tough climbing stages. Well, they have more than that, but they had 2 tough climbs in stage 8. It was the first time they went into the Alps. So with the knocks that he took, I don't think so. He's got 7 championships, and there's always debate about the whole doping thing, but it doesn't matter after the hiatus that he took and whatever. I think that's it. He's just going to enjoy the rest of it, like he said, but there's no way that he's going to win this thing or even get on the podium. Maybe he gets somewhere close in a stage, but what a way to go out. See, that's why I didn't understand why he came back in the first place after having a great finish the last time around, but also after having all those fantastic wins in a row, why come back? I guess it's the drive to compete that with these athletes, they just can never say never, and they have that need to constantly compete. But I think I would have hung it up after that. He's 38 years old, and what does he have to prove after this point, no matter what anybody thinks about some of the races in the past? All right, we move on from the Tour de France to the longtime PEA voice of the Yankees, Bob Shepherd, a classy guy. I had the privilege to meet and talk with him several times during my career when I happened to be in New York, and just a great guy. And 99 is a very long time to live, and I think he had a blessed life, you have to say, because he enjoyed every moment of the connection to the Yankees, as he would express many, many times. The times that I talked to him or other people certainly interviewed him. Here's a little bit of Bob Shepherd, the PA address, longtime PA address voice of the New York Yankees.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, he was definitely a New York original. 1910. Boy, you see those dates, 1910 to 2010. He died on Sunday. He was 99 years old. He started working with the Yankees, talk about job security, 1951. And he lasted all the way through the 2007 season. Then he got ill. He had a bronchial infection and all that sort of stuff. So he recorded a greeting, and they played it at the original ballpark's final game in 2008. And they still use his audio recording to introduce Derek Jeter before each at-bat at home by the Yankees captain. And Jeter's saying he's going to continue to use the voice as his introduction because he loves it. And just a, I mean, like I said, just a class act. And imagine the people that he saw, the Yankees that he saw over the years, DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra and Phil Rizzuto, and the opponents that he witnessed, all the fixtures in baseball over the years. What an incredible, I think what an incredible career, a tenure. He also was the stadium voice, by the way, for the New York Giants since 1956 to 2005. And he did other things too, because it's not like he was making huge money doing this. He was the basketball and football guy for St. John's, where he actually taught. He did it for Army football, for the Cosmos soccer team. He announced all kinds of other games. He announced the AFL's New York Titans at the Polo Grounds. And, man, just that kind of voice that we just played for you that you thought, wow, that's he just had these pipes. It's pretty cool to hear that, isn't it, Matt, to hear Bob Shepard? Like I said, I got to hear it day in and day out when I covered the Yankees. But he's a class act, and he knew everybody. He knew all the stats on all the players, too.
Yeah, and it's sad, but it's that time where a lot of these iconic voices are starting to leave the game.
Yes.
And Ernie Harwell just passed away recently, and there's a lot of people that are just starting to kind of leave the game, but it's cool to still have the memories and recordings of them.
I think so, too. If you're a sports fan, and just maybe one sport, maybe you just like baseball or whatever it is, then you probably have somebody you like to listen to, whether it's an announcer, as Matt said, an announcer like Ernie Harwell, or for me it was Richie Ashburn with the Phillies. In this case, I love Bob Shepard. I mean, this guy, what a career. 62 World Series games, a bunch of All-Star games. He introduced 70 Hall of Famers in his career. And he had a nickname, and this nickname he got from the great Reggie Jackson, who said he is the voice of God.